Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Excuse me. I was notified by my bank about this charge, and I'm trying to understand what this charge is for because I do not recall signing up for any membership.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it or in a brief moment. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
It's Patricia, last name is Crane, C-R-A-N-E. My billing address is 26625 Serenade Drive, Perrysburg, Ohio, 43551.
All righty. Thank you for that information. One brief moment. Alrighty, so reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a kitchen item that was won. All you had to do was pay shipping of $7.95 to receive it. Do you not recall of winning that free kitchen item?
I don't have any new kitchen items, so I would have to say no.
Okay, no problem.
I haven't received anything.
No problem. Could someone in your household possibly enter a survey for a kitchen item?
Not to my knowledge.
No problem. We do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whoever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. I'm going to go ahead and get this canceled for you, so our fraud department will be able to assist you regarding the charges, all right?
Well, I would hope that you would be able to assist me at this time. I should be able to understand what kitchen item this is and how long it's going to take to get refunded. Almost $120.
Once again, I will have to get you connected over to the fraud department so they'll be able to assist you with the charges, all right?
Thank you.
No problem. One brief moment.
If you make it, oh, it's the everything bagels. There might be another one of the small ones left, but I'm not sure. Lisa, will you call Grandma? She was trying to call and let her know that I'm on a phone call.
Oh, I that one. Connecting you over now.